everybody. Welcome back to American Liberty. It's been some time. I have been on vacation. What a vacation it's been. I, you know, needed a break. I have worked pretty hard this year. I started this podcast on top of work, and I've been going nonstop. So I need a little break. I re-energized. I got a list of people coming on. We got some good people. I just wrapped up actually interviewing Jake Gutowitz, who is a county legislative candidate here in New York, who will be, that episode will be dropping Sunday at 10 p.m. coming up this week. That it will be the first video episode. We are on YouTube. Go to YouTube, American Liberty Podcast, YouTube channel, and subscribe. Subscribe to the YouTube channel so you get all the video for free. It doesn't cost you nothing. All you got to do is subscribe. Really good deal. Also, we will be streaming live on Periscope, 10 p.m. Sunday night, the interview with myself and Jake. I like to do the interviews first, put a nice little thing together. We have some sponsors. My first sponsor, you'll see on Sunday at 10 p.m. And things are really changing. We're moving up to some video. We'll be on Facebook Live. I have a Twitch account. We're contemplating throwing it on Twitch. It's mainly for gaming, but I've seen some podcasts on there, so we'll give it a go, see if anybody tunes in. Also, the audio versions always available on all the platforms, including iHeartRadio. We do have a website up, AmericanLibertyPodcast.com. If you go to AmericanLibertyPodcast.com, you have all the links to all the subscriptions, and every video we do gets posted on there before anywhere else, so you get the content right away on AmericanLibertyPodcast.com. So go to that webpage. There's four other videos I put up on there. Prior interviews, there was no video on my side. Some of them just had some photos put in, but the audio is there. Just to do a couple test runs with the broadcasting software I'm using. And turned out pretty good anyway. So, you know, first and foremost, welcome back. I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate if you subscribe, whatever platform you're listening to me on right now, if you're on your way to work. A couple things I just wanted to touch on. I was contemplating doing two episodes a week, one episode Friday, solo, discussing the issues of the week, news headlines of the week, and then on Sundays, we will have our guest portion. Sunday nights will be live stream, and then everything will be available first thing Monday morning, and you can listen on your way to work. So I figure we'll do some solo on Friday, 10 p.m. There'll be video and audio versions. This will be the last strictly audio version of the show. Couple things I just wanted to touch on because of what is in the headline news. Perfect opportunity. Rob Mueller testified yesterday. Wow. I got to be honest. I learned nothing new. And I think all you guys feel the same. We learned absolutely nothing new. We learned that Robert Mueller doesn't know anything about Fusion GPS. And listen, when I talk about this, it's not because I'm a pro, you know, we have to root for Trump. You know, I want this nation to be successful. The Russians hacked, tried to infiltrate and change and attacked us on our system of checks and balances. They tried to, you know, sway votes. They wanted Donald Trump president, I'm sure, rather than Hillary Clinton for some reason, whatever that reason being. The reason I think is to cause this complete chaos we have going on, this dog and pony show. If you ask me, the Russians won. They succeeded because now we're fighting. You got the Democrats on the left that hate the Republicans, call them racist, bigots. You know, if you care about your Second Amendment rights, you're a racist. Whatever, division. Now you have the Republicans, or everybody who's a Democrat is now a socialist and hates America. You know what I'm saying? The Russians succeeded in their plot. The Russians won. This is all they need to do. Is just, they didn't want to get caught. I'm sorry, they wanted to get caught, but they didn't want to change any votes. Just this whole idea, look at us, we're a bunch of fools. We're running around, yelling at the other side. Nothing is getting done. This is the problem when you have a two-party system. The two-party system, how is that better than a one-party system? Think about it. You have the one-party system, communism, right? They complete centralized control of everything. Government has complete control. They make all the decisions. People have no power. But they pretend that you have the power because you're the Labor Party. Just ask, you know, a couple of the communists that are running right now for president on the left. I'm sure they could do a better explanation. Right, Bill? You know, that's that one side. Now, you have a two-party system. You have only two options, Democrats and Republicans. They have fit the rules to benefit them, the two major parties, and all these third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. There's no other competitors. It's one or two choices. That's really not that much better than a, you know, communist or direct democracy when you think about it, because whichever party is in charge has all the power and could just do whatever one at will, and the people lose their voice. The party takes over. Right now you have a Democratic-led House, a Republican-led Senate, and a Republican president. Nothing is getting accomplished. Everybody hates everybody, and they just scream at each other. You have AOC talking nonsense all the time on the left. You have Mitch McConnell, horrible job as a Senate Majority Leader. He's as corrupt as they come as well. Both sides are crap. We need other options. We need that third option. Could be a libertarian. I happen to be a libertarian. I believe in small government. I don't need government dictating what I do, and neither should you. But is that the only choice? No. I don't care if it's an independent. I don't even care if it's a Democrat or Republican. Just advocate for small government and restoring power back to the people. That's it. Simple as that. You get my vote. When I made my vote at the time for president, 2 years ago, or 2.5, going on 3 years, I made that choice of which would be less government. Amazingly, the Republicans still increased more government. And that's still the lesser of two evils, but that's awful. That's the best choice that we have. Where are the Tea Party conservatives? They're gone. Justin Amash left the party. Now he's been destroyed by the Republicans because he just doesn't agree with Trump, because he made a comment against Trump. It's tribalism. Tribalism is dangerous. Tribalism is going to destroy this government, destroy this country, and it's something that we all need to pay attention to. Justin Amash spoke out against the president. He was blacklisted from his party. He left and went independent. He had no other choice. But you know what? He stood up for what he believed in. So, you know, he doesn't have to agree with everything that the party believes in. He's a person. He's an individual. People have rights. Individuals have rights. This is the problem with the two-party system. This is the problem when you have Republicans and Democrats and no other option. The people lose the power. People do not have a voice. You could go, the only time that you have a voice is during election season. They come around, shake your hand, tell you, oh yeah, I'm going to do this, this, and this. Just like Cuomo said he was going to legalize marijuana in the state of New York. And of course, once elected, he reneged and did not do it. He did not pass legalization of marijuana. He lied, just like all politicians do. I don't understand why people can't wake up and see that, you know what, don't vote for these people. Vote for these third parties. They're going to have to play ball. You know, I just talked to Jake Godowitz, who's going to be our premiere video episode live Sunday night at 10 p.m. on Periscope, and we'll be on YouTube a little bit after that live streaming, and the videos will be available at American Liberty Podcast on YouTube. Subscribe right now, and you will not miss it. But we discussed ranked voting, something that's been discussed. I think that's a great idea. Think about it. You vote for who you want to win. And if he doesn't win, all right, who's your second option? Who's your third option? Because then you know what? The third party candidates probably won't win, but they're going to see that they're picking up a voice, and they're going to have to actually pay attention to what you want. Crazy theory, they might have to actually listen to you. They might actually have to make your vote count. So that is something to keep in consideration when you're going to the election booth. This November and next year when you're voting for president, I hope there's a third party candidate that can actually like really make an impact. I don't care if it's the CEO of Starbucks, Schultz. I don't care if it's somebody needs to get involved and change the way government operates. Bernie Sanders, he was eaten alive by his own staff. this past week. He wasn't even paying him $15 an hour, but he's advocating $15 an hour. You know, once again, somebody who knows nothing about business or economics is running around saying, we're going to give you this for free, give you that for free, give you $15 an hour minimum wage, and doesn't understand the consequences. So he wasn't paying his staff $15 an hour, which he was advocating for. Okay, I guess if I worked on the staff, I say, you know what, you're being a real jerk. You're telling me you're going to, everybody should get $15 an hour. You're paying me $12 an hour. Give me some money. Pay me $15. Well, I ain't going to work for you. So they made a complaint. He said, you know what, you're right. Here's $15 an hour. Congratulations. I just cut your hours. He had to lay off people and cut people's hours. How insane is this? I find this to be hilarious. He got eaten up by his own, you know, promise. $15 an hour. Everybody should get $15 an hour. But you know what? Economics is economics. You have a budget. You have money. You have to hire a certain amount of people to do certain jobs. Some people get paid more money because they are more valuable than entry-level people. You got to work your way up the tree. You got to have something to go and strive for. Campaign is not lasting more until after November 2020. I get it. If he ends up being a nominee, guess what? You're still employed. You keep working. This is really no place for advancement, but in the real world where businesses operate, there's entry-level work, and then there's management, and there's first-level management, then there's upper-tier management. They get paid different salaries for a reason. There needs to be some sort of incentive. I want to do a good job so I can earn better wages. I need to get more training so I can earn better wages. You know, Bernie Sanders got eaten up by his own staff, and I find that to be absolutely hilarious. $15 an hour, Bernie. How's it working out for you, buddy? How is that campaign working out? He is not going to win a nomination. I will tell you right now, he's starting to fall apart. He's starting to unravel right now. Bernie Sanders will not be the nominee. There's some other candidates in there. But listen, I got to be honest. I don't mind Tulsi Gabbard. She speaks to a lot of issues that I want addressed, like the military intervention policy of the United States to get involved in everybody else's business, the government lying basically to the people to get excuses to go into war. Listen, I was deployed in 2003 to Iraq. I've been there. I have had skin in the game. I happen to agree with her on a lot of these issues. Now, I'm not, you know, saying that we should be pushed around and that we should be open to attack. I believe we should maintain the strongest military force on face of the earth, in my opinion, but to utilize it only when necessary. Do not utilize the military to regime change wars. Do not go, and everybody's giving her shit because she went to meet al-Bashar, the president of Syria. Listen, the guy is a dictator. So was Saddam Hussein. Look what happened when we took him out. ISIS. Major vacuum in Iraq. We got our business involved. We made things worse. Not everything America does makes things better. We need to learn that and accept that. You know, it's not really that big a deal. Why? You know, it's at the cost of American lives. And most Americans who are in the service, serving their country, come from poor families. Families that really don't have the money sending kids to college. Maybe kids that didn't understand, you know, to get a job after high school and just wanted to serve their country and really believed in service and sacrifice, and that's what they've done, which is amazing, and I commend all veterans of all services, including Coast Guard. You guys do some hard work. You will always have my back. I will always have your back. That's just how it works. I respect all of you. You know, so don't get it twisted. I'm not like anti-military. No, I'm anti unnecessary wars that cost lives of Americans. And Tulsi speaks to that. Now, she has some left-leaning policies, you know, but she's also not for using force to implement policy. She's also for changing the way Congress operates. The two-party system, she's not a fan of. I'm not a fan of it. I can't stand it. It's going to cripple this country. It's already starting to. This country's starting to unravel because the two parties can't get along. And you keep voting in the same. Schumer's been in the Senate forever. There should be term limits. I'm sick and tired of seeing that guy complain every single day. He's not doing anything to change anything. He just goes up there and complains, calls Trump a jerk. He's terrible. He's racist. He's this, is that. You're not solving the problems. Okay, Trump's not the that's not going to solve all our problems either. But the Congress, the point of Congress is to represent the people, not represent whatever Donald Trump wants. And that's what happened with Justin Amash. Justin Amash went against the establishment and got kicked out. He left on his own terms, he said, but you had to leave. They turned their back on him. They kicked him out. You're no longer welcome, they said to him. This is not the Republican tribe. You happen to align with Republican views as you run for office and you win. You still need to do your job and represent the people of your district, not what the Republican Party wants. And I, you know, commend Justin Amash for leaving. That is a major, major change. And I wish other people would do it too. I wish other borderline Republicans who are liberty-leaning or Tea Party conservatives, leave the party. Just leave, you know. At some point, you're going to see the Democratic Socialists leave the Democrat Party and go on off their own. You're already starting to see Nancy Pelosi's holding on as best she can to what's left of the Democratic Party. And, I think she wouldn't be as left-leaning if it wasn't for that party moving so far left. She's a politician. She's a career politician. Another one that shouldn't be, you know, she's became very wealthy since becoming a politician. You know, there's a lot of, but you know what? She's saving us right now from a complete left socialist Democratic Party. She's fighting the AOC, on the down low. She still, wants the Democrats to be united and show that united front, but she doesn't agree with the AOC's mentality of socialism, Democratic socialist. She doesn't agree with that. She's a capitalist. She likes her money. She wears fancy clothes. You know, she's a capitalist. She's maintaining on. But if the 2020 doesn't change anything and more socialists get elected, we are in deep trouble. Deep trouble. You know, I mean, the other thing with politics is big, things like big pharma, right? There was a Washington Post article talking about how prescription drugs are just killing Americans all over the country, and Big Pharma is not held accountable for any of it. You know, people try to sue, and Big Pharma gets their agenda pushed by paying for elections. Basically, they contribute thousands, tens of thousands of dollars, even millions of dollars, up to elections through various means to get the candidates they want elected to keep Big Pharma in business. But yet, marijuana is still illegal. Imagine the difference. How many people wouldn't be overdosing on opioids if marijuana was legal? And rather than smoking, taking 10 pills, I could smoke a joint and take care of my pain and not have to worry about overdosing. Have you ever heard of anybody overdosing on marijuana? And mind you, I don't smoke marijuana. I don't ever want to smoke marijuana. I'm not advocating smoking marijuana. I think it's terrible. I wouldn't want my kids doing it at all. But at the same time, some people need it to deal with pain. There's new uses for marijuana. You know, the medical industry has found ways to help it with cancer patients, deal with pain, PTSD. People with PTSD, even smoking marijuana might help them. There's a lot of research. We need to look more into it, but I think it's time we end the war on marijuana users and concentrate on more heavy things like Big Pharma, taking their control away, because they have massive control over the pharmaceutical industry. And Schumer is involved, I'm sure. I mean, think about all these people that have been elected over the years, keeping them in business. Even Trump, he ran on lowering prescription drug prices. Yeah, he's going to lower prescription drug prices, but Big Pharma is building factories and making billions and billions of dollars. And people are dying from overdosing and nothing's being addressed. And then if they overdose and they can't get any more prescription drugs, they turn into heroin. Heroin's a big problem here on Long Island, where I live. Heroin's a big problem all over the country. People overdosing, and these drug dealers are trying to get max profit from their product. And people are overdosing because of the fentanyl. So we need to reevaluate how we handle Big Pharma and how we handle drugs in general and marijuana. So we are going to be coming twice a week, both video and audio. Friday nights, 10 p.m. will be the weekly episode. Me solo. Sometimes I'll have a co-host when I can get one arranged to come on, and we will discuss topics from that week prior, just like now. Then on Sundays at 10 p.m., we will be live streaming our guest portion where I interview a guest, just like the way I've been doing it since April. Only been going a few months, but we have a national audience. I want to thank everybody that listens in every episode and who has come back more than once to listen. I really appreciate it. I am nothing without you. I want to thank you. Please follow us on Facebook at American Liberty Podcast. Follow us on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at Kev Warmhold, KevWarmhold. And follow me on Instagram at it's American_Liberty_Podcast. Follow all of them and stay up to date. If you are on the Facebook page, all videos and audio will get linked there. And we do have a website. It is AmericanLibertyPodcast.com. Go to the website. All the links are there to subscribe. And all the YouTube videos are there to play. If you go to YouTube, just subscribe. You'll get the alert on your phone. And you can watch me and my guest talk. My first guest Sunday at 10 p.m. is going to be Jake Gutowitz. He is a candidate for Nassau County. He is running to become a legislator here in the 13th District. He's a good candidate. He's young, just graduated college, and he's fired up. He's an advocate. He was an advocate in college, and he wants to see change here in Nassau County, one of the most expensive counties in the state of the union. So we need to reduce the size of government, and that's what he wants to do. So tune in Sunday, 10 p.m., for the live stream, and then you'll get the audio version available about 4 a.m. on Monday. So if you're on your way to work on the East Coast, tune in at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., sitting on that train, listen in. All right? He's a great candidate. So I want to thank you again for tuning in, and I want to remind everybody to follow us on social media and to subscribe to the show. Thanks again for tuning in, and stay free.